Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, August 14th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about Heroes Day.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 6065 and 154-60 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about Heroes Day.
Zimbabweans today celebrated the National Heroes Day, what it is, which commemorates the liberation war against Rhodesian white majority rule that led to independence in 1980.
President Robert Mugabe addressed the nation at the National Heroes Acre today, talking about the struggle. But opposition parties say the independence was mere flagrant anthem with nothing to show for it.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
Honguka hama wadiwa nasi tlaotike titaura nezvezuva remagamba. Tuta kunzwa kuti imi maswera muchiitei nasi. Uye munoona sei nyaya yezuva irori remagamba. Vamwe vari kuti aiwa magamba anofanira kutendwa nekusunungura nyika. Asi vamwe vachitiwo chiri kunetsa ndechekuti vamwe vakazotanga kutungamirawo nyika. Mushemengwe nyika yatanga yawana kuzvitonga kuzere muna 1980 havasi kunyatsobata basa nemazvo, asi vamwe vachiti aiwa vari kuita basa nemazvo. Takunzwa pfungwa dzenyu, Gibbs.
Iye kunjalo ke Blessing Zulu. Yes, siyakwazi kuti lisilalele kuna ngapo ke lingakhohlwa lokungena ku VOA Studio 7 Facebook, kuzobuya ke VOA English kutwa studio, VOA Studio 7, kuzobuya njalo ke the VOA Shona. So VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. So ngelani kona poke kwechi sense baneng. So ke lomhla sikhuluma ngosuku lwamaqhawe olwe Heroes Day. Siyakwazike kula maqhawe amaningi kakhulu alwa impi yenkululeko. Yamanye angkona kwakulo lookout masuku waye nguye commander phela wamazipra. Kuzobuya la kona ngale ke uTongokara lisamkhumbula phela uJosiah waye kokhele bolapha phela kutwa ngamazandla. Bathi sebuyile ekhaya bahlanganiswa bangena ngokuba libutho elilodwa. Kuto wanya basala, basebe tlupega, umangalisa wanya bangona. Kuto bakina banigwa luko kutuwa kama pencheni. So ke sunungu zunga hanu kuti, konoko kutuwa Heroes Day, kambe kukangela bona voto volabo, kumbe kukangela la banya bandu, haba nga mahiro nje chikelele. So zile ke lomonga meli Robert Mkawe Kuluma, kuna ngale National Heroes Day, siti, uyamanga luko kuti ama vandila pikisayo, avele atungelani abantu be Zimbabwe. Baya tunga kumbe sebe katle nyezwe kakulu. Singazi, ino kumele kulume. Ye, kunjalo kipresa mpwini.
Of course, on this day, it also started on a sad note when news filtered in that Masvingo Provincial Minister Shuvai Mahofa had passed on early this morning. And also, one of the vice presidents, Emmerson Mnangagwa, was flown to South Africa. He is not feeling well. He started vomiting on Saturday. And many were suspecting that it might be poison, but nobody really knows what transpired. But President Robert Mugabe told people who thronged the National Heroes Acre today that he is seeking a treatment in South Africa.
I think we're joined by our first guest, and that is Mr. Maxim Kandla, who is a war veteran. He's based in the city of Kings and Queens, that is Bulawayo. Mr. Kandla, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening. How are you, dear?
We are very fine. How are you?
Thanks very much. I'm well.
Thank you.
Now, Mr. Mkandla, tell us about the commemorations in Bulawayo today. What was happening?
Well, commemorations of today in Bulawayo as the center of Matabeleland. There isn't nothing much that I can say besides actually talking about our own way of doing things, which is actually spearheaded by Ipechuliga Zulu and then the Zipra Trust, which is also operating under ZAPU as the political party.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so we have been there in late Stanley, and then Stanley Square, where the parties addressed the gathering, which was quite a good gathering after all.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then the speeches there, which have been delivered by Tabengwa and the likes of Abednego Nico Pepe, Moses Mzila, the former MP, and then others who actually attended and were given the floor to say, to give, you know, the solidarity messages. It was quite fantastic and it was good. The only area that did not go down well with me and then others, actually not me myself as Max Mkanda, but with the region, is that the government failed just to release a platoon or a section which will actually salute the gallant soldier in the name of lookout Umasugu Masela. The government should have sent actually representatives there. Than to go and salute the graves and then to recognize the people like Ipota Kezi and then other people there, not only the Dagwezi, but the other people there who don't even worth to be in that national shrine or national heroes acre.
So singathi kodwa ke Baba Mkandla khona ngale Lady Stanley nxa kade likhona ngale lizwe njani ukuthi libe khona libone abalwa impi enkululeko bebekukhwampana manje.
Well, sibizwe libhethu likaZulu eliyilo eseliqoqa abantu libabuthanisa ndawonye abantu besizwe somhlubulo wakithi ngendlela yokuthi vele kasinanzwa kulaphela lapho esibizwa khona. Ngalokho kungabona udabe ngengayi-invite kuma events wona la njengona lawo. Labanye nje la ibona bo Max Mkandla nxa bengabizwanga bona besazi ukuthi bakhona sesithathwa njengokuthi sisafa thina sikhona. Then ibhethu likaZulu liyabuthanisa abantu. Izipra Trust la yamemetheka la yabuthanisa abantu. Abantu labo baxhasa babakwazi ukuthi khona no. Sinobethu lathi ama fallen heroes. Esimele sikhulume ngabo yibo labade msebekhulunywa ngudabe ngabanye bonke iThandube abafele empini khona ngale bethethwe ngamabhunu le mangcwabo bulwana kathi silokho engaziwa wakhuluma udabe ngehistory yakhona yonke labo strike Mkandla and so forth. So konke lokhana kade singasoze sikuzwe alibana sihlalile nje kuphela ezindlini.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu Baba Mkandla. So he says they decided to go to Lady Stanley because they're never invited for these national events when it comes to the Heroes Day commemorations. Uh-huh. So they have one thing to do. Uh-huh. I think we're joined by...
Let's go to our second guest, ZANU-PF Central Committee member, Honorable Joseph Chuma. Honorable Chuma, good evening.
Good evening, how are you?
I'm doing great and thanks for joining us. Honorable Chuma, the nation is commemorating Heroes Day. How significant is this in the history of the nation?
This is one of the most important days in our calendar because this is the day which defines the sacrifice, the level of sacrifice that some men and women undertook in order to give us a free Zimbabwe, free from the colonial bondage, free from the land issue that was miners asked by them. And also looking at the state that, and I think that's the most important fact, that these men and women actually went out there without any guarantee of coming back, without any cushion of a pay slip, without any know of a medical scheme, and they went out there to the bush to sacrifice their lives per se, so that Zimbabwe can be the Zimbabwe that we enjoy today.
Mm-hmm. Gibbs.
Yes, so kodwa ke baba Chuma umkandla lapha esilaye uyakhuluma ukuthi isikhathi sonke nxa kubuyilanga elinje kabanxuswa phele eHarare sokwame ukuthi babe bezihlalele phansi bengenzi lutho ngakho ke babambisane nebheju likaZulu basebona ukuthi hayi ngcono siyele distant likhona ngale ungathini ngakhonokho.
Ngakusho ngokugcweleyo njalo ngolwazi olugcweleyo ukuthi kayisikho khonokho. Ilanga leli ele-Heroes Day lifana nelanga le-Independence Day asolanga elifihlwayo kumbe sithi elivalela umuntu. Kuyafakwa emaphephandabeni, kuyafakwa kumayezela emaredweni nakumathelevisini ngelanga leli, njalo kunxuswa umuntu wonke kungakhathalekile ukuthi umuntu lowo ngwaniphi ibandla ukuthi buyani sizokhumbula amaqhawe ethu. Namhla ngiyakhumbula kuze kwaphuma laseredweni izolo lalam ekuseni sen besilibona right abangabe kufisa ukubuya akhona amabhasi azabebhoda ezindaweni ezithize ezithize zaqanjwa nendawo zangikhona ukuthi kona nxa ufuna ukuthi yena uyofika irozika kona gale hamba uma endaweni naleyo eseduzeza lapho khona ukati ibhasi ubuye uzokhumbula amaqhawethu sisonke. So akunanto yokuthi into leyo isiyafihlela abantu kumbe iyenzela ngasese, into esemgqekeni njalo evulekele umuntu wonke kungakhathalekile ukubana ungwebandla liphi.
Siyakuzwa kakhulu ke Juma, ubambe khona pho ngakajalo baba.
Now we are being joined by our third guest, that is war veteran Margaret Dongo and former president of the opposition ZUD. She contested and won also as an independent candidate. Mai Dongo, how significant is this day, the Heroes Day?
As I have always said, Heroes Day is very important, irregardless of what political party you belong to. You know, because if you look at the history, suppose this country was not independent, there was not going to be any democracy that we are talking about today. I think the role that has been played by war veterans is enough to explain to the people what democracy is all about. The ideals of the liberation struggle, what we fought for, and what we are still fighting for.
But amongst the current generation of youths, do you think there is that understanding of the sacrifices that you had to go through in order to liberate the country? Is there an appreciation?
Yes, of late there has been. I think it was our fault because we took time to explain to the Bonfries how we actually liberated this country. We are to blame because even if you look at the history of China, those people who participated during their wars or in their politics, the elders took time and chances to go and educate the young generation. So I think we missed our point in the 80s. But now they are beginning to understand with the developments that we are experiencing today.
Thank you. Please do stay on the line. And for those of you who are just joining us, a good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about Heroes Day, the commemorations of this special day in the country's history. Gibbs.
Yeah, Baba Mkandla, look what's going on. Yeah, Baba Mkandla, siyezwa abantu abaningi besithi ama war veterans asawona okunye okumangalisayo. Kwesinye isikhathi ye babonga ukuthi lalwa impi yenkululeko liqeda lapho from 1980 kuzokubuya namhlanje khona abaningi benu lalisekela ibandla le-ZANU-PF. Ngakho abantu bathi khona ngokusekela kungani kwale nzalo laba lokhophe so-ke kambe kungani kunjalo kumbe wona ukubona ngendlela.
Ukusekela lokhana kuzali PF abafowethu bakhwalakhwala laphana, of course lokhana kakula problem lokhana kwabe bezama ukuthi belungisise izinto ezwaniwa yizani. But is Zani as a party, I suppose, for who is Zanish. Gafanana Laguza Punjabla Lakuinjalo. Ubana Lua Yai Yuti Wing, formally. Yasalin Jalu got tested with Umbuto. So I was saying, I want to have a dialogue, maybe we control this into Kanapana with things. I want to go and I look like Siko Loku Yiko. Any time the Wutungu Chogakulu Konalapo, especially Nilanga Luna Lele Lobutan Town, Agulama Heroes, when allow. I also pampan Savant. The problem you would corner Ilanga Luna Lele, Luna Wang Elizan. In 1963, kufonywa izanu, yaikuwa August. Ngalo na leli langalwa, bulele wali faga ileli kutikona, hii HMC 14. Balanjeli nitu ya wena, ilane ukutibona, baya weselebreta, izi zanu, ilangale zanu. Ukutibabe, batizeta, bapuma, batifeta from zapu. So, kachesi, you find that utikona labo, wana wantanga, wana wababa kona, bata agula loku, la loku, abantu ilavana, we were veterans, nye, njongo mgu tuwa nga melangu, utibabe gulian party, this and that. No, that's not it. Ikinso likola, utikona, if you bring Zanla Zipra together, kuyaka lukuba na influence ya political party, these guys can actually take this country to the highest level, to the most respected level. The problem, it is only up top the bourgeois, only about Pambanisi Zinto in Zan. So, as war veterans, some we joined the liberation struggle from different backgrounds. Some of us were of our colleagues. They were actually joined the armed struggle just because they had cases here in Rhodesia. Yes, they just, you know, ran away some from custody. They were running away from their cases. A real politically oriented a soldier trained to liberate the country will behave like the likes of Margaret Dongo, who knew that she went outside there to liberate the people, and then not for selfish gains or to hide, to take a refuge out of the outside the country. Yes, they are true liberators. Look, Udalangwa is not in Zan, and in others, there are quite a number of people there. If you look at what Mchanga is doing, he's actually saying this is not what we actually fought for. He's actually telling those people who have actually gone out of the way, who have moved out of the way of the ends and the objectives of the armed struggle. So we are there to control that. And then to lead by exemplary. We are there to show the nation how it is done than to tell them what to do. So the only way forward is to dump ZANU. That is the only way forward. It's all war veterans to dump ZANU and come up with their own thing, if they did, or to join other progressive political parties.
Thank you very much. Mr. Mkanda, please.
I think we have Honorable Chuma. Honorable Chuma, it appears this mistrust between your party, ZANU-PF, and some war veterans, it's just the temperatures are rising. What is causing this friction?
I want to be honest with you. I do not want to sort of get dragged into this kind of conflict because, one, I'm not a veteran myself, and two, I regard war veterans with such high esteem because of, like I said, when I opened up my discussion earlier on that dinner, are men and women who went out there to sacrifice their lives, they say, to liberate Zimbabwe. So I do not want, therefore, to sink to those levels where I might be seen to be now sort of judgmental or sort of downplaying the role of the war veterans. But all I would want to say is I wish for a day when there's going to be realization that we all need to coexist in a peaceful manner with the due respect given to the war veterans for their roles and them also respecting even us who did not partake of the war in that regard, and we live in that kind of harmony. If ever there is any issues that need to be talked about, surely platforms should be created where these things are ironed out without denigrating any anybody while doing that. So can I respectfully say that I will not be drawn into any discussion that will make me end up saying things that will not go down well with the war veterans, because, like I said, I hold them in high esteem. I think they were God given for us, and they sacrificed their lives. They deserve all the respect wherever they are, whichever party they decided to go to. It's surely their will, and as a democracy, we should allow that. But then leave to say that let us all respect each other for being humans first, and war veterans and ordinary citizens.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Ms. Tongo, I think you are hearing what the Honorable Chuma is saying, but the bottom line maybe is that ZANU-PF is actually doing the wrong things, like you had to leave ZANU-PF altogether. So tell us a bit about your experience with ZANU-PF. What led you really to abandon that party?
Ever look, in the early 90s, when I got into parliament, the first motion I brought in parliament was about the criteria of heroes. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I brought this motion in place is that I realized that, you know, the so-called, you know, nationalists were beginning to lose the track. Mm-hmm. Because if you look at the background, the problem that we have, or the problem that we had, is caused by politicians. And politicians put power before the people, and this is what they've done. They've put power before the war veterans as well. They've just abandoned them. Why? Simply because maybe they knew that they are a greatest threat to them. Mm-hmm. And you can see right from the history and from 1980, if you look at people that are laid at the Heroes Acre, The majority have got a background of being nationalists rather than fighters. Mm-hmm. It's only a few years back when the generals were able to bargain so that they are part of the national hero package. Otherwise, if you look at the real fighters who took part in the forefront, very few of them are at the National Heroes Acre. So it's about bodies, it's about the sharing places, you know, places in prisons and what. But very few people who have experience of the Chimoyo, Nyazonia, and those who have been fighting in the forefront from Zambia, Zapu and others, they are not there. And this is the argument that I've had that has even caused me to even to spearhead the issue of Veterans Association as early as 1987. So I think people have been misled by ZANU-PF somehow. Because I think it's high time this matter should be put to rest on who should be laid at that National Hero Act. You know, you feel embarrassed at times, mostly, yes. You call comrades to go to the National Heroes Acre, but when in actual fact, you have no respect for them. Mm-hmm. You know, this is what disappoints me, and I'm saying it again, that I think it's high time comrades should come together and stop being used like pampers. You know, when people want power, they start talking about war veterans. Soon after elections, when they are in power, then they will begin to say, we are not a welfare where we are supposed to be feeding you. And today you start talking about the legal allowance going to be given to war veterans. How many years later, 37 years, and some other people have already died? How many people have died? And it's so embarrassing where we are living in a situation where we have comrades who are not landlords, who are lodgers, who are asked to clean toilets, buy tissues, and they have to beg for accommodation every time. Imagine, oh, I'm not talking of a car here. I'm talking of a decent housing. I'm talking of a decent accommodation. And if you, you know, if you look at other freedom fighters who are outside there and the way they are suffering, and but still there is a song every day about war veterans. I wonder which war veterans they are referring to. Are they referring to their pampas? Because, yes, we know you need them during the elections. And I'm saying I left ZANU-PF because I felt betrayed. The ideals of the liberation struggle were not being pursued. Like, for example, we fought for the land issue. True. But yes, the land policy, there's nothing wrong with the land policy. But in terms of the implementation, how many of the war veterans in farms, even those who were invading farms, some of them were as young as 16, 15 years. And those people that are in those farms, very few war veterans are farm owners or on any land. If you are to take an audit, you find that the majority of us, they don't, I, for example, I have said to myself, for as long as things are not equal, you know, you can't ask me to say when you want land, when you want a farm, can you come back to ZANU-PF? I couldn't take such conditions. So I said I don't mind not having a farm because I didn't fight to have a farm, but I fought for Zimbabweans to have ownership of land. Irregardless of being a comrade or a non-freedom fighter, but I fought for an equal distribution of land to the needy people. So at the end of the day, you ask yourself, what have we fought for? It's a pain, I'll tell you, it's a pain, especially when they put a reflection of those pictures of our fellow comrades who died during the war. It's like they are provoking, they are bringing out old memories that are bad. It's like now, you know, each time I get to, you know, the Heroes Holiday, you know, I'm like, I'm possessed. I begin to see, you know, remember all those comrades that I went with, those that have perished and those that are still suffering in an independent Zimbabwe. It's a shame.
Thank you. Maidongo, please do stay on the line. Regai chitore mwe mtereri wekutanga mukoma here vari ku DRC. Makadi mukoma here. Aiwa tiripo tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ndinoda kungotaura zvishoma panyaya yemagamba iyi. Kuti hurumende inofanira kukwanisa kusatamira pakati pezvinhu zvehurumende nezvinhu zvepati nezvinhu zviri national. For example, iko zvinezvi pane kunzi ukabuda muzanupiefu hausisi rigamba, but kune vanhu vakaita samari gare gumbo ana jensi miguri vanotozivikanwa kuti they were not the roots of the struggle, but now because vabuda mupati they are no longer heroes. Saka hurumende ngaikwanise kuti panenge pachiitwa zvinhu zvemanational events ngapasatairwa zvepati. Dai nhasi vanhu vakawanda vaida kuheroes, but munyaya yekuti vanoziva kuti kunenge kwakutaurwa zvepati kwakusiyiwa zvinhu zviri national zvinofanira kuincluda munhu wese. Izvinhu ukabuda muzanupf yisii rimene ehero because you went to the war. Those should be the qualifications. And I think Freedom Independence Day should shift from 18 April to the day when we get the independence. We should try to have independence in Zimbabwe. We are receiving the teaching of the 18 April, because we are Zimbabwe, but we are receiving the teaching. I think I'm talking about the power vachitaura pfungwa dzavo pasina kutya, vachiexpressa mafeelings avo pasina kutya kana kuvhundukirwa. I think zuva iroro ndo rinofanira kuzoitwa Independence Day, neti 1980 because the Kirikuri is a Zimbabwe.
Tinotenda zvikuru nguma here nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Ndatenda chaizvo nekutipe mukana. Ndatenda zvakare nao zvitere kuti nao vaakumira vari mitro. Kudhara ndo vanhu vaimira vari mumusangano kuti kumira vari mitro semaZimbabwe ndinoti mapartisan. We should be this is good now because we are mitro. Kudhara vaitora side kuti vaoti musangano wakadai hausi. I see the music, but now they are called the music. I'm veterans. I want to thank them for that. Thank you.
That's here today, our caller from the DRC. He's saying that, you know, he's disturbed by the fact that sometimes, you know, once you say I'm no longer a member of ZANU-PF, what it automatically means is that you are no longer a hero. So he's saying that, you know, that should not be the case. And he's saying he's applauding some more veterans who are talking about nationalistic issues, not partisan issues. So he's saying that is a welcome development indeed, Gibbs.
Yeah, let's take some messages on Facebook, and this one from VOA Studio 7. Joyce Nkala says, I'm watching from Bulawayo, Zimbabwe. Being a daughter of a national hero and after attending the proceedings at Nkulumane Provincial Heroes Acre, it was a great disappointment to find that the 10 national heroes buried in Bulawayo, the families' celebrations were hijacked by the national ruling party youths. Very disappointing. We had to leave and let them take over. That's from Joyce. Then we've got Takutswa Mandana, who says, I'm watching you guys from Melbourne, Australia. Then Lillian Tandaza says, I'm watching from South Africa. That is Johannesburg. Norman Leslie Ndaga says, we war veterans, we respect you. The problem is that Makati Sungira was ZANU-PF. Something like that. I think I got it. So next time we read the video.
Indeed. Of course, do you have some more? Okay, we have Mafela Sibanda. Who says loud and clear from South Africa. Thank you, Marvelous Tafazwa. Fatality Muchanyu, who says loud and clear from South Africa again. Michael Otino Chikatawa, not that clear in Chitungwiza. I don't know what's happening in Chitungwiza. Then Pauline Jakama says, watching from Namibia, loud and clear. Kilian Musarurwa, loud and clear from Mondoro. Wesley Fidzai Muradzikwa, live, loud and clear from Namibia. Leo Jerera says, live, loud and clear, straight out of Bulawayo. Then we have last Daddy B. Masuka, who says, Omsuka, who says, watching from Berengwa. Nison Shomai, Arguti Tiripo, Dorothy Maduku, Arguti Ndapinda.
Then we've got another person, Marvin Chivi, says war veterans must join MTC Alliance. Then Arnold Mangaba says, I'm watching you from Sasolburg. Where is that? Sasolburg?
Maybe South Africa, I don't know. Not sure.
Then Daud Maurice says, 37 years, we are tired. And then we've got Mazinyani Tiseto, who says, watching you live from Haveron, Botswana. So let's go to Mr. Mkanda. Baba Mkanda. Uzwele lapa ke unkosta zana Margaret Dongo kuluma sibe lukuti yena wasuka kona ngale kuzanu wakakebuka ebonu kuti konoko kwa kululuelo angabantu kakusa hambelani lai kwa kwenze wapuma kona ngale mwa wangena kuzanu kijana kumbe lapa wakona mkali mwamba jana ya
haya mkwazi ngale
ya
na mwezi hape ndizipra
so ke akutsho sibili ukuthi wena ubona ngazani kuvele ongani kuvole khona kungani
okuhlupha khona lapha ngokuzani kuzani yikho kule problem khona when we talk of the issues as a war veteran ngoba nizani yathanda ukuthatha umbutho ezani layo yabenza abantu ababo yabenza imijibha yabo yabafundisa inzondo. Yikho lapho kwaba neproblem khona. Ngakho ke sasilabantu bona labana bangabuzengibibone nge-political orientation ngakho ke yibo bona ababangena kakhulu basebelahlekelwa ubuntu babo basebebulala iorganization okuthiwa khona iwo veterans. Namhlanje uhamba usithi hey ngiwo veteran, ngiwo veteran, abantu bayakuzonda because of just a few people. So ke yikho okwenzakalayo ngapha kuzibra lapha i-discipline ikhona, i-respect ikhona, okungaliwa ngubani, even right from the army ngamapholiseni ngaphi ngaphi, bancomi abafowethu asizincomi kumbe ukuziphakamisa thina ezizibra, but the fact yikuthi khona i-discipline layo yona le yasilimaza silokhu silabanye khona ngale failed retired colonels and generals abangakuboniyo ukuthi khona kuyini okwenzakalayo. Sebezihlalele emapulazini khona lapha abanye vele bayazifela akusela lancedo abalenzayo kodwa ukuthi khona besukume kuncediswane ukuthi khona izanu le kayiphume leyi kusuka kube nzima. So ngokunye lakokunye kuyi-discipline okunobugwala phakathi failed, totally failed kennels yiba bakhona khona lapha. So okudingakalayo ukuthi khathesi sithi identify each other, whether it's ZANLA or ZIPRA, war veterans, just war veterans. Abantu bebuthane bekhokhelela abantu lokhetho lolu sincedisane la maphathi wona lawa. We cannot stand alone, kodwa kumele sithi identify ourselves la manye ama-political parties asekhona siwancedise ukukhupha izanu ngoba kasilwelanga zanu, salwela abantu. Ngakho abantu bona abakhona nge 13 million be 14 million lokho singakwazi lezimfa lezi ezikhona ukuthi vele inumber singapi, kudingakala ukuthi thina sincedise abantu. Lokho esabe sibatshela khona ukuthi tyanini umbuso kaSmithi libe ngabantu bebandla, whether isizanu or izaphu. Kodwa okuqakathekileyo yokuthi siyetshela abantu iqiniso ukuthi hayi umbuso lwane kayilani lapho sikhona. Asithiyaneni nalokhu sincedisane lamanye amabandla wona la akhona, hayi ukuthi sekwenza amaxhiba amaxhiba amaxhiba.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu Mbaba Mkandla. So what Mr. Mkandla is saying is that the best thing is for ZAPU or former ZIPRA and ZANLA combatants to actually team up with opposition groups and get rid of ZANU-PF. Say that's possible. If they use the strategy that they used against Ian Smith, they can make it. So Sloba wake unkomo, ikumwa lapa pa unkomo, kujani?
Ya pila kujani baba.
Hai spila kakulu unkomo. Haku poste lako nge heroes.
Ya inga kalambunga ma ZIPRA first, inga ka indao. Heroes day leo ingo lile. Ngikele ukuthi why you look out masuku engalahlwanga khona lo Westman Mabhena asezengikhume bebabaningi. IZANU ngikele ukuadvise amaZipra, iZANU ayilithandi, ayisoze yafa yalithanda ngaphandle kokuthi ilisebenze njengama-tissue. This is high time aleke livula amehlo maZipra lilele kakhulu. IZANU yalisebenzisa betha abantu bakithi emakhaya ngikhosi ukuthi ngo-1983 yayilidingi libiza ama-distance ilibulala. Namhlanje selisetshenziswa futhi ukuthi are the same people ababeliphekela silibiza obhuti, sidingwa ngamagumu kuthiwa lingamalostata belivula amehlo lilele. Namhlanje liyahlupheka liyanuka likalutho. IZANU yathatha i-property zenu, for example i-Ascot yana and Hampton Farm, le next eight poultry farm in Hope Fountain, le Woodland farm along the Victoria Falls, ngithathe ngezilutshwana le Magnet House now housing ama-CIO, le Snake Park e-Norton. Alilalutho, yekelani kusetshenziswa IZANU. Sibabonile bebeselubhani laphana, angizange ngalibona likhuluma ngesiNdebele maZipra. Alilancedo, ihistrini ayibhalwa ephepheni, alikho. Kuthiwa lalingotitisa ababencedisa, that's why namhlanje vele kalibalwa lifakwa lalutho. Abanye benunkomo wathi phuma nini ngena nini liphumele ngaladala, abanye benzangena lavoxa ukuthi liphume sokunzima ngoba okulilandela imuva okuye kunzima. Isetshenziswa ukuthi abantwana babantu yabalizeza izinto ezimbi. Lamhla abantu balibhekile ngamehlo ukuthi siyamazi ana wayesenza lokhu, lwana wayesenza lokhu. Unkomo wathi oginya izaphu uginya ipoison, izaphu siyaphuma kuZANU. Ngoze umuntu wayekuzaphu esithi izaphuleka ukuzana umuntu ogula ingqondo umseni esibhedlela uyahlanga aphilanga izaphuka isekho abantu basuma bathi didabengwa
diphuma
edotini
ehe awuboni uhlowa itshaya ekhanda baba sibonge kakhulu Nkomo
ubuzwa okunye okokugcina namkhe ngidule vele ngi-upbeati ngezipra ayibhala angathi abasa njengezindabeni lasemakhaya abantu abesaba abazi abayazi izipra ukuthi yibuyini bayazi izanu yabuya ngo-1983 lapho engizalwa khona izobulala abantu asizange sayithethe isithwali izanu lapha ibizwe sibulala ifostela abantu bakithi bejoyine bahamba besiyakhona sishona phambi kwamachurch wakithi nabogogo bethu abasaza abaphume behlambe ngoloko okuthi kukuzanu kwathiwa ngunkomo kasathiwa ngunkomo kukhuluma ufita sokulengisa amakhanda kubheke phansi kukhulunyela abantu abavele eHarare bekumntu
esigama
eliyi-1
enkomo sibili hayi sikuzwile umuntu omdala
amabanda wonke kaphambane wonke lokho kufuna ukuba kodwa okuyilanda lingakuvoteli amabanda wonke noma engu-16 engu-17 kahambe ngumuntu oyi-1 bese ngi-advise i-MDC ekathwangirayi ngabe zama ukusebenzisa ingqondo behlale phansi bengasifaki bona abaphezulu belalele ukuthi umphakathi uthini phansi umorgan liyekele uba lesithi morgan leader lesithi morgan leader abahlale phansi bona
bodwanoma
nguye esilide baba siyahlupheka ngama-opposition
party
mandipendeso onkosanamoyo ikukhaseleke ma kungafuneki njeni
yakulokuye baba Nkomo hayi sesikuzwile sibili hayi sizondo sibili hayi uzonde okumangalisayo kodwa sizwile okukhulume ngakho baba sibongele kakhulu Nkomo thank you very much so-ke what Mr. Nkomo was saying is that you know zipra former zipra combatants are never wanted in ZANU-PF so they are in there as lap dogs nothing else so if ever there are some who are in there so he says even those people who claim to be former ZAPU cadres they are in there for the sake of money and other things nothing else and then he touched on something very important I think on the history of the ZIPRAs and ZAPU he says it's so distorted that you cannot even imagine that these liberation movements actually fought in the liberation war so maybe we'll ask some people to respond to that kind of thing.
Of course, we have more and more people joining the program. We have Mugowe Glenn Chidamba, who says, I'm watching from Zimbabwe. Then we have Melody Shoko, says, I'm watching from Botswana. Prudence P, says, loud and clear from Cape Town, South Africa. Hilda Nyaguchena, watching from United Arab Emirates. Thank you so much. We also have Ruvimbo Mamombe, who has just joined in. Ginger Obey, who says, thanks, my comrades, Nodada Nemi, watching from Marondera, that's my home area there. Mm-hmm. We have Tatenda Chidombwe James, Arguti Pamamonya Ipapo Ndiripo in Gauteng, South Africa. Patience Nyamkondiwa Fiska Trend, watching from Norway. And then we have Tondirai Muchada Muri in Gweru. Thank you so much. Pam Simba Mam and Apinda and Apinda. How are Mashonganyika? Live and clear. Gokwe Nembuzia. Jambo Piri says loud and clear from Mutare. Philemon Chigoa, loud and clear from Kadoma. Tondirai Maroa from South Africa. I think we have Zimbabweans following the program. Thank you so much. Let's go back to Honorable Chuma. Honorable Chuma, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Yes, Honorable Chuma, you are hearing that some people are actually disgruntled by the way the ruling ZANU-PF party, your party, is going about doing its business. They are actually arguing that the independence, it appears, was mere flag and anthem. With nothing to show for it, even the land reform program, we heard what Maidongo said, that the Liberation War heroes and war veterans did not benefit.
Right. What I must say here is that we need to look at this thing a bit objectively. When you come to the issue of the land question, I remember especially in the Matabeleland side, Most people did not take up that issue, and they would clearly say that and therefore they did not partake of the land issue until later on when other people they moved in and taken up the land. But then again, while we're at that as well, you discover also that we had bad elements within the distribution panels of this land issue, and some of them clearly then abused and misused even the name of ZANU-PF for their own personal gain and stuff like that. Because I know for a fact that there are some officers who would actually make people pay money which does not even go into government coffers or the ZANU-PF coffers, but goes into their own pockets. And so all these things then painted a wrong picture of ZANU-PF, which is not exactly what the party stood for, which is not what the party wanted to happen. But because this program was being driven by me and you on the ground, who have their own ulterior motives, we then go out there and change things, and most of the times lie and use the party name without a just cause. I can give you a simple example of like. I've always seen this thing about brand cars with the picture of Mahatma Gandhi and the president and the people and that being flags. I mean, in their cars. Clearly, those people, that's criminal elements who just want to probably sort of avoid roadblocks and police and stuff like that, them, which is not correct. And so what I'm saying is that it would not be correct to say that ZANU-PF did not do things that were supposed to have been done. Things were done, but while they were being done, there are some people who abused the name of ZANU-PF, who abused their positions either in government or in ZANU-PF itself. And also, you must realize that the people that were actually in the forefront of distributing that, I mean, this thing, were the war veterans themselves. I remember it was sent over by one Dr. Wimby and stuff like that. And we had several other Zipa cadres here in my division spearheading all these issues. Of I remember companies like Wanang Kanyezi, the Chuma, the Yaman Log, and stuff like that. So these are the people who actually in the forefront of distributing this same land that we're talking about today. So I must say that while we might have our own angers, and sort of like for example the previous speaker, he was a very angry person, we must also learn to be objective about what to talk about. Because it's just the people who most of the we don't have respect again, which is not necessary. Let us take facts without insulting. Do not insult my party because I love it. I choose it. If you choose to go to ZAPU or MDC or any other party, it's your choice. It's your democratic right. Do it nicely and peacefully without insulting me. Because if you insult me, I am bound to having to respond. And when I respond, this is where we lose it. So let us be normal enough to understand and respect other people's decisions. ZANU-PF is our party. I love it for its principles and ideologies, which empower the black men, which make me choose Zimbabwe. And if you don't see it otherwise, good for you. But do not want to always put individuals' actions to be only owned by a party. Just like the violence that broke out in Ulaya last week, the MDC vice president was sort of Aaron. Surely, shall we say then that belongs to the whole of MDC and blame another one and everyone because of criminal elements of some people who are overzealous. So, what I'm simply saying is when you put up discussions, desist from then umbrella quoting and labeling my party because I love it and I would defend it. And when you speak ill of it, I am going to be forced to speak ill about it, so then it doesn't go down well.
Thank you so much. Gibbs.
Yes, Lomnumzana Umbong and Stole, Ukurangale, South Africa. Baba Stole, Uhao Chonaja.
Hey, I told you about one. Chonaja Lina Lap.
This is Chonaja Civil. Yeah, I would just tell you what the Eros Day we won in January.
Many Eros Day, ladies and gentlemen, we won in the season of Kona Rakulu. Oba phela masibheka ilizwe leli balithatha ngo-1980 masiza wesho but akukho into ekhona eright ilizwe balithatha li right kunemsebenzi linemali yalo abelungu ababeshile kunemali yonke ithi khona but into esiyenzakile kakhulu izana uphezulu endlela eyona ngayo angiboni mina kulolutho lukhona ngoba siyahlupheka manje sigcwele emazweni ngendaba yena leyo ukuthi kwalwimpi kodwa angiboni mina ukuthi kuyasebenza so mina njengendlela engikubona ngayo njengomuntu osakhulayo angiboni mina kulosizo lokho ukuthi singathi kwajabulelwana kwajabulelwa nje kuphela ukuthi bathaphilize but ngemva kwalokho sahlupheka yinto nje khona ngoba ayikho into ekhona ekhona elizweni akunamsebenzi akunani so indaba yabo mina kangiyiboni ukuthi khona njengokuthi kujabulelwane angikuboni kujabulela nje kujabula bona bezana uPF ngoba bayafutha umgabe nje labantu ababo la izana uPF kuphela nje okunye nje abantu abaningi nengiphansi bayahlupheka angiboni mina ukuthi kukhona into ebambekayo abantu behlupheka kangaka ukujabula lokhu akukasebenzi okwamanje maybe kuzosebenza ngokuya kwesikhathi ukuphuma kwezana uPF but okwamanje izana uPF lokhu isikhathi senzima so mina ngendlela engibona ngayo ngiyachitha nampela kwamaoveti lokhu akusebenzi nothi Heroes Day kayisebenzi
kodwa wena ungakutshintsha njani ungaguqula njani konke lokho
mina lokho ngokuguqula mangabe kungaba yini engakuphatha mina ngaguqula ama Heroes Day isebenze kahle kube bekusisa futhi enye into ekhona manje I Heroes Day ithatha laba abayibabana abayimpi kodwa abaningi abantu abalimpi abayiba abakhulula iZimbabwe kodwa ababalwa kubalwa umuntu osebenzele izana uPF kuphela mangabe ungasomuntu ezana uPF awubali ukuthi uyihilo manje yenye into engasebenzi yoba nengamaqhawe angabalwayo ukuthi ngamaqhawe iqhawe kubala umuntu wasebenzela izana uPF kuphela but baningi abantu abasebenzela uZulu abangama-heroes abangama-heroes but kababalwa baphandle so yinto nje mina engiyibonayo kokuthi le nto leyo Heroes Day yinto ekhampanini elizana uPF yiyo into izana uPF eqina ngayo kuphela nje kuphela ukuthi ihlale isembusweni kodwa iningi lona lihlupheka iningi libalwa phandle abayiba abantu abayiba abantu ababala ukuthi bangama-hero nababalwa kubalwa abantu bezana uPF so yindlela mina engibona ngayo akusebenzi lokho
Esthole sibonge kakhulu Sithole ungabonga ngona ngona
Ya ngiyabonga ngiyabonga kakhulu ndaphe Jozi mina
Yeah siyakuzwa sibili sibonge kakhulu
Ngiyabonga baba
So he's in Johannesburg and you know Jozi Jozi is not South African Jozi is a town man Yeah so what Morgan is saying is that you know Heroes Day is now sort of like an exclusive club for ZANU-PF supporters nothing else So he says he understands yes there's some people who fought for the country and did well at some stage. But right now, he doesn't see any benefits. He's a young man, and he's saying that he's in South Africa. He's suffering there together with many Zimbabweans. So why should he actually praise some of these people today?
Mm-hmm.
He can't do it, according to him.
Maidongo, are you still on the line? Maidongo?
I'm still on the line.
Yes, but what happened to the leadership code?
Oh my God, that has gone down the drain. I don't think it's never surfaced. It was never applied. I remember I was still in the Central Committee of ZANU-PF. And it was actually contradicting with what they were doing on the ground. So therefore, there was no reason to pursue it as far as they were concerned. And these are part of the reason some of us who are principled left the party. Anyway, I want to echo what my colleagues have said. I think it's true that, you know, the war veterans are never wanted and they are not even respected. I wish they knew this because this is the first country in the world to throw tear gas on their war veterans. The first country in the world to throw tear gas. Honestly, it's unbelievable. So I think I have a message for my colleagues. They do not value the role that they have played. I think that's the mistake they are making. They don't value the role that they have played and the sacrifice that they have put for other individuals to live like they are in an island. Have a look. It doesn't. You don't cease to become a hero because you have left ZANU-PF. I left ZANU-PF in 1995, but I'm a hero because of the role that I have played. In any case, who is a hero? What criteria do you use? And then what do you consider? Aren't we talking about people who have fought the liberation struggle and the people who have died for this country? So why consider a hero because that person has been persistent and, you know, he or she has been in ZANU and she has never left ZANU PF? But what about the role that she has played? What about the role that he has played? So I think war veterans should understand, you know, there is this fear that, you know, if you don't take part in ZANU PF, you lose your pension, the little award that we have been given, which is not even enough to fend for a family. That's not the case. Even the Rhodesians are still getting it. And I think comrades have to understand this, that it's their right, irregardless of the party that they belong to. And people should be considered, the war veterans are heroes, irregardless of whatever political party they choose to join. Because you cannot continue with the party that has betrayed you. I think the war veterans have to understand this. Yes, the issue of land distribution in all fairness, in the early times of land invasion, which they call Jambanja, dubbed Jambanja, it is only the ZANU-PF people who got the land. And those people outside ZANU-PF were to actually have some relationship or some communication or something else that they would do to make sure that they also get the land. But basically, it was meant for those that were in ZANU-PF. And this is why you find that some people who are still in ZANU-PF today, it's not because of their liking, but they want to protect their land, which they got in a different way, some dubious. So I'm saying, have a look, war veterans should value the role that they played during the liberation struggle. And this is the speech that is always referred to in every hero celebration or ceremony, whatever it is. They talk about the role, the history, what we went through in Yazonia, what we went through in Chimoyo, what we went through at Tembwe, what we went through in all these bases in Zambia. But they've never talked about today. But these are the heroes that are being betrayed. So I think war veterans are to blame. I don't know whether it's still ignorant or it's what, because as long as they are there, they still have to be respected, and the nation has to respect them. And again, they should watch carefully, because they can be divided. They will be divided because the bone freeze are not to blame. We are supposed to be educating them. So as far as I'm concerned, the war veterans have got a role to play. The war veterans have got to be respected. But the war veterans, they have to respect themselves too. They can't be used all the time. And you know, these goodies come like Christmas every time. And the Christmas is whenever there is election. Then that's when they speak loud about war veterans.
Thank you. Thank you. We just want to take our last caller. Vamakuni, Tauraitins.
Makabi, Washington.
I want to report. If I'm going to go and do anything, I'm going to.
Yeah, I do not know my veterans. And there was a Mukuru, I'm not the president.
We want to take this opportunity to thank our guests this evening, all veterans, Margaret Dongo, and also Max Mkanja, and also, last but not least, Honorable Joseph Chuma, ZANU-PF Central Committee member and Member of Parliament. Thanks to our viewers, our callers, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp. And signing off and saying have a blessed evening. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying goodbye, Zimbabwe. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Bye-bye.